Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was very busy this month in Harrisburg, completed a state budget, but also passed some other very interesting legislation, some of which is part of the budget, that have to do with school safety in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, as a part of the 2018-2019 state budget package, a $60 million block grant program will allow schools to apply for grants to be used for a variety of safety and security enhancements. The program is designed so that schools have maximum flexibility to use the funding to meet their own specific needs. Those needs could include hiring school police officers, school resource officers, counselors, or mental health counselors, alternative education and diversion programs, violence prevention initiatives, school safety and emergency preparedness plans, or physical upgrades to school buildings and equipment to improve safety.
There's also some good news for counties in Pennsylvania, and this has to do with revenues that come from the Marcellus Shale impact fees in our state. What's going on here?
Statewide, almost $210 million from Marcellus Shale impact fees was collected in the 2017 reporting year, according to the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. This is $36 million more than last year, with the boost being attributed to an increase in the number of wells in Pennsylvania, along with an increase in the average annual price of natural gas compared to the previous year. In total, county and municipal governments directly affected by drilling will receive a total of almost $115 million, with $77 million being transferred to the Marcellus Legacy Fund, which provides financial support for environmental, highway, water, and sewer projects, as well as rehabilitation of greenways and other projects throughout the state. Here locally in Berks County, we'll receive roughly $370,000 for 2017, and Lehigh County will receive roughly $325,000 for the year. Since the impact fee was implemented, nearly $1.4 billion has been generated in total revenue, with every county receiving funding. This revenue from Pennsylvania's drilling activity is more than the drilling tax collected by the states of West Virginia, Ohio, Arkansas, and Colorado combined, despite those states producing more natural gas than Pennsylvania.
And we're also coming up on a national holiday, and it's kind of unusual this year in that it happens right in the middle of the week. What's going on?
That's correct. July 4th is a Wednesday this year, and it will celebrate a time more than 240 years ago when the 13 American colonies signed the Declaration of Independence to break free from British rule. If you're on the road over the 4th of July holiday, be sure to check out www.511pa.com. Again, that's 511pa.com, which provides free travel information 24 hours a day. The site, along with its Twitter handle, at 511PA, provides traffic delay warnings, weather forecasts, traffic speed information, and access to the 770 traffic cameras across the state. And as a reminder, PennDOT will also close its driver's license service centers on Wednesday, July 4th, although customers may still obtain a variety of driver and vehicle products and services, including all forms, publications, and driver training materials online through PennDOT's website, which is www.dmv.pa.gov. Again, www.dmv.pa.gov. And I hope everyone has a happy and safe July 4th.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.